When they came to the place of which God had told him, Abraham built the altar there and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar, on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to slaughter his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here I am. He said, Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram, caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the name of the place, The Lord will provide, as it is said to this day. On the mount of the Lord it shall be provided. Genesis 22:9-14. This passage of the famous biblical event is brought to life in a climactic painting by Jacopo de Empoli, called The Sacrifice of Isaac. Jacopo de Empoli was born Jacopo Chimente in Florence, Italy, on April 30, 1551. Jacopo had always wanted to be a painter growing up, as his brother Domenico Chimente had also loved painting. He apprenticed under Maso da San Friano. He also collaborated with the famous Alessandro Tiarini on many pieces. He died in 1630. By the early 17th century, he had completed a profuse amount of still-life paintings. Jacopo de Empoli assured that every detail from the biblical event was not excluded, as he included everything from the caught ram to the two unnamed men he had brought with him. He includes a sharp juxtaposition with the colors he used on the canvas to emphasize and bring your attention to the center of the painting where the sacrifice is about to occur. The piece can be compared to The Last Supper by Leonardo da Vinci, or The Descent from the Cross by van der Weyden for its use of bright contrasting colors. This painting reminds me of the different representations of historical context presented in the Bible through paintings created during the Renaissance. The influence of the Renaissance and the Catholic faith had inspired many artists to express their faith and beliefs of these biblical passages on canvas, such as this piece. As Romans 12:2 says, Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will.